According to a new report by the San Antonio Economic Foundation, Bexar County and the city of San Antonio, road damage caused by trucks traveling to and from the Eagle Ford Shale drilling sites is a big challenge. It says infrastructure planning is a must during the next legislative session. And educating a workforce is already the focus of Workforce Solutions Alamo, where job fairs, training programs, and connecting high schools to the industry can fill jobs. Communications Manager Eva Esquivel.
We have a minimum of 10 occupations right now that we are driving training towards.
Mayor Julian Castro says the boom has been a blessing to San Antonio, but he's still got a holiday wish list.
We want all those Houston oil and gas companies that have been there forever to consider San Antonio. The ones we really get excited about are the ones that have brought several hundred jobs and the ones that are relocating to San Antonio, which is music to my ears.
One company that already took the plunge, Lake Truck Lines. Douglas Kane moved 90% of the executive staff here a year ago from Houston.
I love this place. You can't chase me out of here with shotguns.
He says it's the best move he ever made.
This is an enormous boon, not only from a standpoint of just people having an opportunity to make money, but it's an opportunity for these organizations to give back to the communities.
The economic impact translated into a $422,600,000 gross county product for Bexar County last year. County leaders say the projections for the future are even better. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.